This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast the weekend edition live from my Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out, as it does every show, to our active-duty military, our veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. And to everybody that's working out there this weekend, whatever you're doing, however you're doing it, thanks for keeping America moving along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on Twitter at Captain's America. I'm on Parler, the Captain's America. And then we have the website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Well, joining me right now to start the show out on the weekend, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Let's say the pledge.
I'm ready.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, we start out with this story. Now, there's a couple of conflicting reports from earlier in the day, but this is where Pennsylvania stands right now. The legal case the president had in Pennsylvania was rejected by the Pennsylvania, the Federal Court of Appeals there. And as a result, it has opened up the doors to have it immediately go on a fast track to the Supreme Court of the United States. What else do you know?
Well, that's right, Captain. And this, of course, came from the Federal Appeals Court in Philadelphia. They said that basically calling an election unfair does not make it so. Their words, not mine. They said charges require specific allegations and then proof. We have neither here. This according to Third Circuit Court Judge Stefanos Bibas. He wrote that for the three-judge panel. They were all appointed by Republican presidents. It should be noted as well. However, because it's been rejected by the appeals court, as you said, this seems to mean that it would, of course, go to the Supreme Court. There are some other conflicting reports that seem to indicate that another judge, Judge Patricia A. McCullough, has ruled that the preliminary election certification was properly issued and should be upheld. And so, again, we're going to run this down because we want to make sure we have everything factual before we make any real statement on it, obviously. But I think you're right, Captain. The way it appears right now is that Trump's legal team was rejected.
That's right.
By the appeals court. And so the next step will be to go to the Supreme Court.
That is correct. And, of course, yesterday morning, you remember, we had a GOP attorney on the show from Wisconsin who was up there counting the absentee ballots, 460,000 of them to be exact, and they had found some 60,000 of them that had been set off to the side with irregularities in them that were going to be looked at again. You might remember that Donald Trump lost Wisconsin by 12,000 votes, and there is a possibility, not a guarantee, a possibility that could change because of that. All right, Kyle, we have a caller, so let me go over here. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Oh, it's Hannah, and I'm from Palm Harbor.
Yep.
I'm the one that sent you the email about the Pennsylvania judge.
Yep.
These are two separate cases. You're talking about the Trump case that was rejected by the Third Circuit Court of Appeals. But Judge McCullough is a Pennsylvania state judge. And she's the one that issued the injunction earlier in the week against the state, telling them that they cannot certify the votes. So she upheld her injunction against the state after the state presented their evidence.
Okay, well, that's good, but now we got to find out how the federal thing affects here, because federal would supersede the
local. No, they're two different cases. They're not the same at all. They're two different cases. The article I sent you has the copy.
Well, I haven't got got time to look at that article.
Yeah, I know.
You know, that's the problem.
Right. But it's a different case. Mm-hmm. They're two separate cases altogether. Her case has nothing to do with the case that went before the federal court.
Okay, because the federal court case is going to the Supreme Court.
Yeah, I know, and I'm glad.
Right.
I hope it goes to the Supreme Court. But anyway, this one is a different case.
Yep, and
she's issued the injunction, so the state cannot certify their election.
All right, well, we'll verify that before we run with the source there, because the source...
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, okay.
But, you know, maybe on break, one of you can read her
that's ruling. That's what we're going to do.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good deal.
Thanks. All right, thank you. All right, thank you. And that's the lady that sent me the story that I sent to you, Kyle.
Right, and that's what we're looking through right now, as a matter of fact. And once again, we're seeing that some of these tweets talking about this are talking about the idea that the election was somehow unconstitutional in Pennsylvania. And again, that's what we're running down.
And that's because of the fact that they changed the rules without the Constitution did not allow for them to change the rules. It had to be done at the legislative level, not the way it was done.
Yeah, precisely right.
Yeah.
Precisely right. So again, a lot of these things move very, very quickly. But in terms of what the Trump team is talking about, this is where they're at.
Yeah, and we're going to take another look at that during the break, because we have about 3 minutes to do that. So we're going to do that right now, because here comes the break. And when I come back, I'm going to tell you what Rudy Giuliani is up to, because Rudy Giuliani has got a new game plan. The only plan that he's got left in some cases, they're going to go to the state legislatures where they can change the rules.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy, because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You betcha, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain Matt Bruce, and this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Relief Factor. Now, I take Relief Factor religiously, and this week I've had to take it quite a bit because I've been on my feet quite a lot, doing a lot of speaking, going around the area, different events. But my ankle swells up, my leg swells up because of the injury I've had as a result of the World Trade Center. And as a result, the only thing that works other than heavy-duty narcotics is Relief Factor. And I take it, and it works. The pain stops. The swelling goes down. It's just that simple. And if you want to find out what I already know, if you've got arthritis, back pain, neck pain, maybe you've got shoulder pain, foot pain, muscle aches and pain, maybe you just suffer from the everyday aches and pains of the job that you have, then why don't you check out the Relief Factor 3-Week Quick Start by going to my website that they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there, check out the 3-Week Quick Start. It only costs $19.95 to get started. And if it works for you, I've done you a big favor, and you can say thank you later. By the way, yesterday at Moss Nissan, two people came up to me that not only took Relief Factor, but also took Balance of Nature, and also took Extendivite. So they were taking all three things, and they thanked me for telling them, and it was working real good for them. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Okay, before we go to the caller, Kyle, you did a little fast research. Please tell the audience what you found out.
Well, what we're finding out is that what some of these tweets that are being referenced by a couple of different people linking to a document that is basically an opinion, a memorandum opinion by Judge Patricia McCullough, and this was filed on November 27th, so that would have been yesterday for most of our listeners. And it talks about the court's November 25th, 2020 order of emergency preliminary injunction, which has been appealed to the Pennsylvania Supreme Court. This opinion says the judge shall set forth the basis for said order and shall also satisfy requirements of Rule 1925 of the Pennsylvania Rules of Appellate Procedure. She goes on to say in her opinion basically that without the issuance of this order, the petitioners would be, you know, irreparably harmed, basically. And she gives the different reasonings why that order was issued in terms of voters being disenfranchised and so forth. And so her initial order was to stop the certification. And so basically, towards the end of the document, and it's a long document, we're going through it, trying to go through it piece by piece, but she basically says, for the above reasons, the court respectfully submits that the emergency preliminary injunction was properly issued and should be upheld pending an expedited emergency evidentiary hearing. That hearing evidently was scheduled for yesterday, November the 27th. I'm not finding any results of that hearing as yet. Like I said, we're still looking for all the information on this. But this appeared to be the judge, again, setting out the reasoning for the order and why it should be upheld on appeal. So, again, that's where we're at.
Which has nothing to do with the other case that was not was rejected, the case by the Trump campaign folks, which was rejected in Pennsylvania, which automatically will kick that thing upstairs to the Supreme Court because they'll file now an emergency contingency appeal to do that. All right, now to the line. Is this Mike in Clearwater?
Yes, sir, Captain. How you doing, Captain and Kyle? The more and more I look at this, a lot of our problems have to do with, you know, the liberal media, obviously. Now, we know that CNN is tanking. We know that MSNBC is tanking. CBS, ABC, all of these people for years have sort of molded the narrative. I personally think that it's very important that if the president is not successful with his legal challenges, you know, the Democrats are probably going to think, okay, well, this guy is going to go away. But I think, you know.
Oh, no, they know better. They know better.
We got a surprise for him. And I, you know, this Trump News Network or whatever cable channel that he's getting ready to.
You mean to buy, because, you mean buying CNN and firing everybody and doing it over again, right?
Right.
Yeah.
But the thing is, Captain, that's going to be the key because now. We have parlors, and now we're going to have the Trump News Network or whatever it's going to be called. So the Democrats' ability to shape the narrative is starting to crack. They realize it, and I think they're livid. They can't stand the fact that they have, you know, Facebook and Twitter for years was the only game in town. Well, guess what, people? We've got new games coming into town, and I have a feeling, you know, I would really like to see somebody with deep pockets start up Facebook only for conservatives. Same types of features, same types of everything.
Well, they already have. There's an outfit called MeWe, but the problem with MeWe is it's not user friendly with everybody's computer system, and you have to go in there every time. And with some computers, I've been told, and log in and this, that, and the other. Not like Facebook where it recognizes you and boom, you're in and you keep on going. But the thing of it is. This is what needs to be done if you want to solve the problem with Facebook and with Twitter. You need to regulate it. You need to regulate it just like cable TV, just like radio, commercial radio, and watch and see how fast they straighten their act out.
Well, you know, Captain,
you can't be you can't be censoring people.
Right, right. You can't. And as you know, I was thrown off of there
that's because you're just a darned old troublemaker.
Oh, I'm a troublemaker, Kevin?
No, I'm kidding, Mike.
I mean, you know, to me, I look at it where I come from, that's called telling the truth. But I
right.
guess they turn that into being a troublemaker. But
well, they used
Kyle to comment.
Yeah.
How do we, Professor Warren, how do we solve this where, you know, they're shaping the narrative. They've got control of, because that's an awesome power. You know, when you can get up in front of people, and for decades or however long they've had control of these outlets, they've basically turned the country into, between them and the education system,
okay,
all these people have been indoctrinated.
Right.
It starts when they're in preschool. And then by the time they get to be adults,
right,
oh, conservatism is bad. If you're white, you're a racist. Yada, and on and on.
Let us answer the question, okay? All right.
Okay.
Thank you, Mike. All right. First of all, Kyle, if they want to be a public entity and appeal to all people, they need to be public, and they need to appeal to all people, and they need to stop using the algorithms to censure people for using certain words in certain ways and this, that, and the other. I get the profanity issue. I get the pornography issue. I get the sex trafficking issue. I get all that stuff. But just because somebody says a word and an algorithm picks it up and says, oh, my gosh, you're calling somebody an SOB, you know, I mean, come on.
Well, right. I mean, here we are. We're talking on the public radio waves right here, Captain. And of course, there's regulation of that.
Yeah, there's certain things we can't say.
Exactly right. That's exactly right. And it seems to have worked pretty well for a long, long, long time. So basically, I like what Senator Ted Cruz had talked about. They said, you know, he's talking to one of the leaders of the social media. I think it might have been Jack Dorsey. You know, are you a bulletin board or, you know, a public bulletin board, or are you a publisher?
Yep.
Well, when you start to be, and I thought he put that exactly the right term, because once you start picking winners and losers on your bulletin board, then you're really starting to limit the amount of interaction that people can have. And so basically, I think you're right. I think there's got to be a regulation to it such that, you know, people can't be discriminated against. And, of course, we, as you mentioned, all those things, pornography, profanity, trying to do physical harm or calling for, you know, it's like don't yell fire in a crowded movie house, that kind of thing, all that should apply. But yet, because we're seeing the manipulation of information, the manipulation of news stories, the prime example is Twitter suppressing the story about Hunter Biden and Joe Biden in China. And that had a palpable effect on this election. The polls do show that. But it becomes more like sort of like a James Bond type villain where, aha, I'm controlling all the media and making the world do what I want it to do. And, of course, James Bond would have nothing to do with that and would go and put it right,
yeah,
basically.
Now, now, let me move over real quick because I wanted to get something out here. Did you see what I just sent you about the House of Representatives and the fact that the Democrats have lost 9 seats so far officially? They're down to 222. The Republicans have gained 10. They're up to 210. And we still got 3 seats to go. Did you see that?
This is huge.
We'll talk about that when we come back, folks. The Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition is here, and we've got a lot more coming your way. We're going to talk about that, and I'll also make another comment about Parler and MeWe that I mentioned earlier. I'll mention it again, because Parler is the new Twitter, and MeWe is the new Facebook, but it's not user-friendly yet.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News. I'm Jeremy Stott. COVID-19 hospitalizations in California are setting records, up more than 80% in just the past 2 weeks. A new stay-home order in Los Angeles County begins Monday through December 20th. Health officials say one in every 145 residents of L.A. County are infected. Dr. Jeff Smith, COO of Cedars-Sinai Medical Center, tells KTLA 5.
They're starting to see an increase in the number of COVID patients that are being treated in the emergency room and released, as well as the ones who are being admitted to the hospital.
According to the Johns Hopkins University, 13 million Americans have tested positive for the virus. Americans were expected to spend $10 billion online Black Friday and even more on Cyber Monday, which is actually the biggest shopping day of the year. This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. Thank you very much, Larry Elder. And, oh, by the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. That's how you spell Geico, Geico Insurance. Go to their website, geico.com, and type in your zip code. They'll give you a cost comparison on the car, the truck you're driving. Maybe you've got a motorcycle, an RV, a boat, an ATV, or whatever. And they'll also give you a quote on that. But how you save money with insurance is you bundle it with your homeowner's or your renter's insurance policy that you can get through Geico. And you bundle it, and it'll save you a bunch of money. And I've been with them now for 15 years, and they save me money every year. And I verify the fact that they're doing that by getting quotes from other companies, and nobody can help me out and get closer. All right. Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, I just want to mention again about Parley and MeWe, since it was brought up about Facebook and Twitter. If Facebook and Twitter are going to act like they're God's gift to humanity, then they need to be regulated, just like the phone company, just like the cable company, just like commercial radio stations. They need to be regulated, because then everything would be uniform. Okay? Right?
Right, right.
So, if they're going to do it on a hit-or-miss system the way they're doing it, they're asking to get themselves regulated. And I don't care if they go, well, it's American. Yeah, well, then why the hell are you censoring people for algorithms that may not even apply? I mean, you say something, maybe you use the letters AI, which could mean to them artificial intelligence. But to the rest of us, it means allied industries. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Maybe you do something like that and it gets you in trouble. There's stupid reasons reasons that people are getting in trouble on Twitter and Facebook. Just absolutely stupid reasons. But there is an alternative. The Twitter alternative is something called Parler. And I'm over there. You're over there. I'm the Captain's America. And what are you?
At Kyle Warren Show.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And I post things over there every day for people to look at. I've gained a bunch of followers over there in a short period of time. I mean, a bunch of followers. So it's not like it's not going on. And a lot of Fox people went over there. A lot of other people went over there. Dan Bongino's the big head honcho over there because he's got money in it. So that's kind of like his project. But anyway, it's all good. And then you have MeWe. Now, MeWe is still a work in progress, and it's not exactly. And here's Eric. He just put out something called Wimkin. Yeah, I don't even like that name, Eric. Good luck, Wimkin. What the hell's that? No, I'm not even going to go there. But anyway, they've got MeWe, which is the preferred thing where a lot of different groups and whatnot have got. And that is like a Facebook thing, but it's not user-friendly all the time because of what keeps going on. But anyway, that's my two cents. Now, Rudy Giuliani has come out and said that he and his associates are going to be contesting the election results on behalf of President Trump by lobbying state legislatures in key states to assert their authority in determining the electors for the Electoral College, in addition to their legal challenges, because, quote, they don't have a lot of time. In the meantime, Jenna Ellis, senior legal advisor on the Trump legal team, said the Trump team now is headed to the Arizona state legislature. They'll be there Monday.
Exactly right. Now, just to sort of get everybody ready for this, this is going to be portrayed, of course, as some kind of end run around the whole process of the election in the United States. However, if it can be shown that most of this process, especially in these key states where they were targeted, I believe, had rampant fraud and more people voting than exist in the state and on it goes. More absentee ballots than ever were requested, and the list goes on. What they're actually doing is they're saying, look, the Constitution already has mechanisms for this. And so, again, if it can be shown, because the state legislatures have that power to be able to reassign the electors based on their findings.
Right.
And so, again, what we're doing is we're actually testing out and we're seeing, how it's going to go, we don't know. But I'm simply talking about there is a process that's there in order to account for, because the founders understood, Captain, that people might cheat at things.
Sure.
And so this is a mechanism to try to that allows the country to try to account for that cheating if, in fact, it can be shown.
And, of course, as we found out yesterday in Wisconsin, where they had gone through 460,000 votes in two different counties, predominantly absentee ballots, they had found 60,000 irregularities. The margin of victory for Joe Biden in Wisconsin was 12,000. Now, the state of Wisconsin allowed them to take those irregularities, and they accepted them as irregularities so they could review them again, but they either don't have a signature on a mail-in ballot, an absentee ballot, or they don't have an address, or they don't have the envelope to prove that it was sent at the time that mailed at the time that they had to get it in by, or it only has one vote on it for president, period. That's called an undervote. Those always, always go in a provisional ballot pile, always.
Well, right. And again, you know, if we heard about these kinds of things happening, Captain, in places in the world or countries that had a terrible history of vote fixing and wrong elections, we'd all say, when you see these kinds of things, you know what you're looking at. You know?
I'm to the point to where maybe we ought to do what we saw them do in Iraq when they had their first elections in I don't know how many years. They had the dye, they stuck your finger in there, and you had a purple finger. That's how you voted. You took your purple finger and put it next to the candidate.
Well, exactly. In other words, you know,
I mean, if we're that dumb and we can't do what we got, then we need to do the simplest thing possible.
I think you're right about that. Yeah, the simplest thing possible, and of course, because the whole process has been so overly complicated. And yes, of course, we never want to disenfranchise any voter. People's voice needs to be heard, obviously.
Yeah.
But what's happened is that they've overwhelmed that system now.
All right, now we need to get into this discussion here because I want to get it all into this hour. The president has urged his supporters not to pay any attention to the reports coming out there about, well, Republicans need to boycott Georgia and runoff elections because of what Joe Biden did to win. We don't need to vote in that. We'll show. Yeah, well, if you show them like that, you're going to lose. And guess what? All of a sudden, you lose two Senate seats there. You can't be that stupid in Georgia. You're going to play right into the opponent's hands. And by the way, the GOP reviews Georgia and the Senate runoffs as a firewall. Think about this, folks, against Joe Biden's agenda. If we have those two extra senators, so we're 52-48, and Kamala Harris can't cast the deciding vote if she happens to be the vice president, then we have effectively blocked Joe Biden's radical agenda anytime, anywhere, any place. And when you got Stacey Abrams in Georgia, $25,000 a pop to have a virtual seminar and a fundraiser. I mean, good God.
Right. Well, as you said, Captain, the firewall. And that, of course, you know, what can happen in 2 years' time, as we're seeing happen now in the House of Representatives with the GOP making surprising gains.
Yep.
Imagine what the 2022 will look like for something like this. I mean, it would be absolutely off the charts.
We are about to gain two, maybe three congressional seats. The GOP lost zero seats in their election this time around in Congress. Zero. They lost no seats anywhere. The Democrats and Nancy Pelosi and her great leadership have already lost 10 and could wind up losing 13.
Right. So is there a mandate in there anywhere?
Not for Nancy.
Not for Nancy.
I heard her talk about a mandate we have a mandate. You don't have a mandate, Nancy. You almost cost your speakership. You came very close to losing your speakership.
Well, absolutely true. And, of course, but again, you know, if this holds, and I think, Captain, we're seeing these major gains because the Democrats have, at the high level there, they have comported themselves so badly, they withheld the aid from the American people, and even here in California, you know, this monolithic Democrat state, basically, you know, we're seeing these major cracks, in the armor here. It's really something to see.
All right, here comes the music, and when we come back, we're going to be doing the Captain's America Third Watch Truckers Highway Bible Report for this hour. So don't go anywhere. We are coming right back with more on the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. And oh, by the way, it's a beautiful night here in Tampa. I hope it is where you are. If not, you're about to find out what the weather's like across the country for everybody out there, especially the drivers out there going back and forth. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun?
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You betcha. And this portion of the program, our Truckers Highway Bible Report, is brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and Flying J truck stop nearest you. Make sure that you pull on by there. And when you do, guess what? You'll have an opportunity to be able to get that nice free hot cup of coffee. And let's also think about the fact that along with a nice free hot cup of coffee, you can join the Drivers Club and take advantage of all the different benefits you get there. So let's get things going right now. See if I can get this to play. If it wants to. All right, well, that's not going to work that way, so we'll do it this way. Get ready.
Roll truck, roll down the interstate. Grab another gear for another day's pay. 5 weeks on the road's been rough. Two more to go before you can let up. Gotta keep the monkey off of his back. It's a fact. He's working class. Grips that wheel with his calloused hand. Nothing he's got was handed to him. All the chickens out of Arkansas when he was green. With a worn out cracker box of DMC. Now with a tricked out team, he cuts a new path. He earned it, man. He's working class.
Alrighty, that's our buddy Leland Martin out there somewhere in the highway, probably up there in Canada, and he's chiming in with working class. All right, I'm going to bring Kyle into the mix, and I'm going to read this real quick. We have a slow-moving low-pressure system that's going to spread locally heavy rainfall and thunderstorms across portions of the Gulf Coast and the southeastern United States through Sunday. Now, in the wake of this system, cooler air will gradually overtake the plains while above-normal temperatures linger over the East Coast, and we're going to get some cooler temperatures down here in Florida in the middle of the week, looks like. Dry and gusty conditions will result in fire weather concerns over parts of Southern California, if you will. And there is some snow out there in the west. Kyle, take it away.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, we're going to start in Southern California tonight, San Diego County. Fire weather warning along I-15, also along as you come down into San Diego County along I-5 and also I-8. If you're heading across over from Arizona, parts of Arizona. We've got that going on. The winds have died down, which I'm very, very happy to tell you about. They died down earlier yesterday, but we still have some of that lingering fire weather warning, especially north of Los Angeles, up in the Santa Clarita area. And this, again, as you're traveling up the 5 freeway near Castaic, heading up towards Central California. But now as you get into Central California, we've got another freeze warning starting up around about Bakersfield, a little bit south of there. If you're heading up 99 towards Fresno or heading up California, Interstate 5, you've got a freeze warning all the way up a little bit south of Modesto, and this reaches over a little bit towards Mariposa in that area there. Then up in Oregon, we still have that air stagnation advisory, and also this, we've got a freezing fog advisory, Captain. This is in the Medford area, so if you come up by freeway, yeah, you got freezing fog to contend with there. Also another air stagnation just a little west of Seattle and stretching all the way down to about west of Portland there in Washington and Oregon. High wind warning up in northern Montana tonight. This is in the Great Falls area. So if you're traveling along I-15 or Route 89, you're going to be involved in that. And then another high wind warning over in the eastern part of the state, that's a lake wind advisory in the northeast part of Montana. Another wind advisory down near Bozeman as well, going across I-90. Now, down in New Mexico, we've got a winter weather advisory going on. This is if you're coming across I-40 or coming up I-25, the Albuquerque area. This is going to impact you going all the way west towards Gallup and as far east as the Texas state line.
Correct.
And it looks like we've got total snow accumulations of up to about 2 inches in those areas. Locally higher amounts of up to 4 inches at elevations above 7,500 feet. So be careful out there. Absolutely.
Yeah, that winter weather advisory is continuing over into the Panhandle, Amarillo, and over into Lubbock, down towards Lubbock and Plainview, Texas, and just above Midland, it looks like. So be advised of that, and Clovis, New Mexico, too, by the way, I might add. Also down here in the Gulf, we do have, again, a gale warning. Here we go again. We had a lot of gale warnings out there along the coastlines of Gulf for the Panhandle from about Big Bend all the way over almost to Pensacola, so be advised of that. And we've got a little bit of weather scattered on and off up through the northeast. There's a little bit of fog here and there. It's not all that bad. But the weather tonight looks a whole lot better than what it did when we started out the week and we had storms all over the place, including those tornadoes that ripped across through Texas and whatnot that weren't expected. And all of a sudden, boom, they had some tornadoes.
That's exactly right, yes.
All right. Well, let's go back to I sent you an email. Again, this case in Pennsylvania, that's how we started the hour, with what has happened. The case that the Trump campaign had was rejected by the Federal Appeals Court out of Philadelphia, which has already forced it, well, not forced it, but already has given the Trump people the opportunity to appeal that to the Supreme Court of the United States, which they are, in effect, doing. But this other case that Johanna told us about, you got more information on that, so what is it?
Well, that's right. Yeah, this case is not a Trump case, but it is being brought by Mike Kelly, Sean Parnell, Thomas A. Frank, Nancy Kurzik, Derek McGee, Robin Sauter, Michael Kincaid, and Wanda Logan. They are the petitioners that went before Judge Patricia McCullough.
Did they all run for Congress?
I think some of them are. One is a candidate, I believe. That's a separate case, and as you said, it does deal with the absentee ballots and the various issues of the disenfranchisement and so forth. That's what her injunction about the certification is all about. And of course, yes, that's what the listener had said. It does help Trump if they don't certify their results because something was wrong in the election. That could only help President Trump's overall thrust regarding Pennsylvania. But you're right. The other case, the Trump case, will likely go, right to the Supreme Court because now there's something for the Supreme Court to decide upon, as is their function. There are many of these different paths that are going on right now in terms of these different states altogether. Because again, if this can be shown to be systematic, if it can be shown that it was deliberate, then obviously the courts, presumably the Supreme Court ultimately, would have to issue some remedy about that. It can't simply be, well, looks like they injected all these votes. Okay, what's for dinner? That can't be what they would ultimately end up doing. They have to do something, obviously.
By the way, yesterday was Black Friday, right?
That's right.
A lot of people were selling things, right?
Yep.
Both in person at the stores and online, correct?
That's right.
Guess who took advantage of it?
Who's that?
AOC and Omar used Black Friday to sell their merchandise, campaign merchandise, online. I don't know. I have no idea what AOC was selling, and I can only imagine what Omar was selling.
Well, I'll say this, it's a little bit of humor tonight, Captain. Isn't that like a capitalist sort of idea? Selling stuff on Black Friday? I thought they wanted to be Democrat socialist.
Well, it is a capitalist idea, and it goes totally against the grain, and it puts them in the same bucket of people that they're criticizing for going out there and making money.
Right, exactly right.
So exactly. What have they accomplished?
Well, I don't know. They're just showing that maybe they're... they have this sort of proclivity, but, some of that is a lot of for show.
And both of those women, first-term congresswomen, both of those women have become millionaires in 2 years.
That's right. Yep.
Yep. AOC being the most wealthiest. All right, hold that thought. Okay, folks, we'll be right back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch as we roll along in a weekend edition, hour number two, coming right back. Going to talk about what happened in Iran yesterday. They're blaming Israel for something, which is probably Israel's responsibility, which is a good thing. And we'll also tell you about the COVID-19 virus vaccine and where that's going.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.